This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
They've got power over in Rome. In fact, the Holy Father has resumed his general weekly audiences after a little break in the month of July. Ashley Nerona is our Vatican correspondent joining us live from Rome this morning. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, buongiorno, John. Very happy to be with you today.
We're blessed to have you on, and the Holy Father's summer break is over, resuming his general weekly audiences again, not outside, but still inside in the Apostolic Palace.
That's right, exactly. So thanks to the COVID restrictions, they will continue to be inside of the Apostolic Library for the foreseeable future. But that break that he just finished off, where he did not hold any public audiences during the month of July, well, that was just a real vacation. That didn't have anything to do with those COVID restrictions. But now it's time to get back. And today the Pope delivered his 318th Wednesday catechesis to the world. So he started today his 16th series. You know, John, over these years, we have reported all 15 of those other series that the Holy Father has been sharing each week. And this time, this series focuses on the church's social teaching. Today, he looked specifically at the virtues of hope, faith, and charity, and how these are means to heal the physical body, also to heal our social ills and spiritual infirmities of our times. And he mentioned that it's especially pertinent to the ills that have come up due to the pandemic. So in this time of health and financial concern, especially for the poor, he reminded us that God's kingdom of healing and salvation is present, and that justice and peace of God are actually manifested through works of faith, hope, and charity. And through those things, the Holy Spirit can heal us, but also he makes us healers in our way because we bring God's healing love to others by demonstrating those virtues. So the Pope went on to talk about that when Christ performed miracles, he healed not only the physical person, but restored the person back to community. Of course, always noting that it was their faith that healed them. And so that as Christians, we're also called to continue this work of healing and salvation of Christ, but in all these different senses, in that physical, social, and spiritual sense. And how do we do that? Again, by demonstrating faith, hope, and charity. So why this focus on the church's social teaching? Well, these principles, says the Pope, are what are going to help managers and people in authority to grow society and help heal our personal and social fabrics, especially during this pandemic. So over these next few weeks, we can expect that he's going to focus on social teaching principles like the dignity of the human person, the notion of the common good, the preferential option for the poor, universal destination of goods, solidarity, subsidiarity, and of course, how all those things are expressed through faith, hope, and charity. So we can expect to reflect on those things in the coming weeks, but the Holy Father finished his audience today by asking the world to join in prayer for the people of Beirut, for the people of Lebanon, after that horrible explosion yesterday with at least 100 lives lost, 4,000 injured. And he pointed to the fact that tomorrow, the Feast of the Transfiguration, he invited us all to keep our gaze fixed on the resplendent face of God, because in that transfigured Christ on Mount Tabor, we see the light that illuminates the events of every day. And so with that, the Holy Father has come back to start his 16th series of catechesis, John.
Wow. And Ashley Nerona is following all of the latest news from the Vatican for us this morning here on Relevant Radio. By the way, on our Relevant Radio app, Ashley has her reports, Relevant Radio, Relevant in Rome podcast. The Relevant in Rome podcast is up on our continuously updated Relevant Radio app. We have been speaking lately, and Glenn has had many news items, and you've probably seen them on social media as well, about the health of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. We got some relatively good news for a man of his age and what he had been suffering with. I believe it was shingles recently. What's the latest update on his health?
Right. Yes. So here in Rome, you can imagine that this is a very big topic of conversation right now. And when Peter Sewald revealed his trip, you know, what he experienced after visiting the Pope Emeritus, the 93-year-old Pope Emeritus, just a few days ago, he, of course, told us about this facial rash that the Pope is experiencing. As you said, John, shingles, that comes with high fever and chills and headaches and just a general malaise. But of course, he's optimistic. He says if he can get his energy back, he wants to start writing again. Peter Sewald, the biographer of the Pope, did mention that Pope Emeritus' voice is very quiet. It's hardly audible. Now, we haven't heard this update from the Vatican. We're actually hearing this through Peter Sewald, originally through German outlets. But of course, when the Pope went to visit his brother, Monsignor Georg, of course, in Germany last month, many people noted that his complexion did look ruddy. There were red blotches present. And so now we understand what's happening. But what the Vatican has revealed to us this week is actually that the burial site of Pope Emeritus has been named. And so that will be inside of St. Peter's Basilica in the grottos in the former burial site of Pope St. John Paul II. So, of course, Pope St. John Paul II was moved from that site in the grottos after his canonization in 2014. And he was moved then to the main basilica. So at this point, we continue to pray for Pope Emeritus Benedict. We pray for his healing. And of course, we pray for his comfort during this difficult moment, John.
Ashley Nerona, live from Rome, here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Our time now is 19 minutes before the hour. For those of you who are listening in Southern California on Relevant Radio 93KHJ, of course, you know, especially for those of you in the Inland Empire, that the Apple Fire continues to burn in the San Bernardino Mountains. And I know there's some wildfires in Italy as well.
Yes, yes. Right now, it's happening actually in the Abruzzo area. So not far from Aquila, the capital, the main city of Abruzzo, this terrible fire is raging that so far has destroyed over 500 hectares of woodland and vegetation. And it started 6 days ago, if you can imagine. So the fire, they have not yet been able to get it under control, despite that there are about 85 firefighters who've been at work. Planes. In fact, other countries are helping. Canada airplanes, two helicopters have been helping to try to put out the blaze. Now, this is not the only fire that's happening at the moment. There are numerous other forest fires at the moment. This is the season that are raging, especially in Sardinia and also in Sicily near Palermo. So, of course, this is a result of the high temperatures that we're experiencing right now. Although I'll tell you, John, right here in Rome today, we're expecting some rain at 5 o'clock this evening. So we've got a little bit of a cooler day today, which is much appreciated and much welcome, John.
Wow, we need some rain in the Northeast. We thought we would get it yesterday with Isa Isis. And of course, some did in the Delaware Valley, as much as 8 inches of rain and up into the Catskills. But in the immediate New York area, we just got this big, big, big windstorm with a little bit of rain. And there's some 2.5 million without power this morning. And we need a miracle, almost like the miracle of Our Lady of the Snows. And it's interesting because today we celebrate a feast that is, yes, Our Lady of the Snows, but it's also the feast that centers on a church building, the dedication of the Basilica of St. Mary Major.
Exactly. Yes. It's such a great day today, John. In fact, my husband, John, and I were able to make a pilgrimage to that very church that you're talking about. Now, that's one of the major basilicas of Rome, the Church of St. Mary Major. And the story goes that back in the 4th century, a wealthy Roman couple, they wanted to donate all of their possessions to the church. So they prayed to the Lord for divine guidance on this. Then on the night of the 4th, the morning of the 5th of August in the year 352, the Virgin Mary appeared to the couple and told them that a miracle was going to reveal the site where they should use their wealth to build a new church. So that same night, there was a miraculous fall of snow on a hill in the Esquiline district of Rome. Now, we're just talking about the heat, And so you can only imagine what the August temperatures would have been like. This is not the season for snow. In the meantime, Pope Liberius had a similar dream. He then came over to the Esquiline Hill and saw that snow-covered site. And there he traced an outline of what would then be the structure of the church of what we now know as St. Mary Major, which that couple then financed. And of course, that is the only one of the major basilicas whose foundation, whose structure has never changed. So today at the 10 a.m. Mass in St. Mary Major, at the end of Mass, from the ceiling, there is a beautiful snowfall of white rose petals. So real live white rose petals are poured down from the ceiling onto all of the Mass goers. And as the idea of that miraculous snowfall is recreated, and it'll happen again this evening at 5 p.m. And then typically tonight, on the night of August 5th, there is a big outdoor snowfall too, where they bring in a snow machine and they have a light show, and there's the military police band is there, and it's a lot of fun. That's actually been postponed because of COVID situation until the 30th of August, but it is happening this month, which is pretty exciting. So lots to celebrate on this special day. And yes, the perfect day to ask for a miracle, John.
Isn't there a relic of the manger of Christ below the high altar at the Basilica?
Yes, there sure is. There sure is. And so, yes, it's a very popular place to visit, especially throughout the Christmas season. And not many people even realize that that beautiful relic is there. So, John, when you and Glenn come on over, that will be one of our first stops.
It'll be a day that it really snows in Rome by the time we get over there. But although my faith is a little shakier than it should be, Glenn's is a little more on more firm ground than mine. But that's probably not a good witness to have such weak faith here. But eventually we'll get to Rome and do our radio program. And we look forward to doing our radio program from the Holy Land as well. And that'll come in due time, in God's time. Ashley Nerona is our Vatican correspondent. Ashley and her husband John have founded the Truth and Beauty Project, and that provides Renaissance style theological formation to visitors to Rome, and you can learn more at Truth and Beauty Project, truthandbeautyproject.com. And of course, Ashley's reports, Relevant in Rome podcasts, on our continuously updated Relevant Radio app. Ashley, thank you. Our best to John.
Well, thanks so much. God bless you, and happy Feast of Our Lady of the Snows.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Nerona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.